Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Lifting Up Christ by Our Lives. The only way out of a state of confusion is to look to Christ, is to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ in the life. Lasting peace comes from the one who is the Prince of Peace, who has the power to keep the peace. We are to lift up Christ by our lives. We are to exalt Him. I think of several verses in the Scripture in which the word does appear. And I think of those who exalted certain things, and I see the way they exalted those things, and I get an idea of how we are to exalt Christ. The people of Capernaum, or Capernaum itself as a whole, as a nation, personified, exalted itself, but it was going to be brought down to destruction. We are to exalt Christ and His righteousness, to exalt His works. Make that the subject of our boasting. Many make themselves the subject of their boasting, lifting up their name above everything else. But the Lord said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. And as He draws us unto Himself from the place we are, we will be brought from that which is bad unto the best. You may think you have something good, and you don't want to depart with the good. But if the Lord is lifted up, He draws you into the best. It's by no comparison the best, because heaven has no comparison. It's the Lord's place, and where He is, it's the place to be. We can choose to exalt self or choose to exalt the ideas of others, but that will never do. We must exalt Him if we're to see great things done in our lives. The exaltation of self is a sin against self. You lift yourself up just like the old kings walking around, the farmer boasting of his works. These were sins against oneself, raising themselves up to destruction. But if you lift the Lord Jesus up, exalt Him by your words, by your life, then you're going to know what it means to have great blessings and joy in the life. Notice some of the people in the scriptures who did want to exalt the Lord. First, we start with the man who was lame, who had not walked. His ankles had been too weak. And they saw Peter and John about to go into the temple. And they were this man was asking for alms, begging for money. And they said, "We don't have any silver and gold." They told him about the Lord Jesus. "And in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." This man went about shouting, rejoicing, praising the Lord for what had been done in his life. And when he was lifted up, he lifted up Christ, and by his exaltation of Christ, others were brought from the darkness of their sin to the light. It caused the apostles to be brought into the limelight, so to speak. People were coming to see, what is this? And in Acts chapter 3, the man was made known, or the healing was made known to others that it was the Lord who had done this. I think also of a man who was blind, and the Lord Jesus healed him, opened his eyes, and caused him to see. Who did this? Well, Jesus did it. Well, how did he do this? Well, whether he's a sinner or no, I don't know that, but I know one thing. I was blind, and now I see. I'm telling you about his power. I'm telling you what he has done for me. You see, by our lives, we can testify to this lost and dying world the power of Jesus, how he is able to change a life. The lame man healed in the temple, the blind man made to see, and the maniac of Gadara, having no peace in his life, the Lord Jesus cast out the demons, and then he told this man, "Go home to your friends, go home to your family." The man instantly wanted to be with the Lord Jesus, but that wasn't wise to do, because everybody looked upon this man as a maniac. And had they now seen him the very next day walking with Jesus, they would have said, "Yep, as we've said all along, Jesus has a devil." But the Lord Jesus sent him home to his family. Go there and establish your testimony. Lift up the name of Christ. Tell them who made this difference in your life. Let them watch you see and show to them that there is a great change brought in your life by the power of God. The Lord Jesus changed this man. The whole household, of course, was changed. I'm sure the family must have rejoiced to see this man coming home after having been dwelling among the tombstones, cutting himself. He is now coming home with a reasonable mind, with a man of reasoning. He's able to talk with his family, to sit down and to rest and to provide for them the comfort and the security that they needed. The Lord Jesus, if he is lifted up, he brings on great changes. Now, how can we do this? We have a life that he has given to us. Point all back to him, how he has changed you. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.